You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Del, so you got to play some of the interaction with Cam Newton yesterday. This kid went after Cam Newton. And it wasn't yet. I don't know when it was. Whenever, Saturday, whatever the case may be. But it was at a 7-on-7 tournament. And this kid is coming after Cam Newton because Cam's going to be a free agent. And because of that, he's apparently poor now. And Cam had a
Cam's just sitting there on the sideline with his team.
Yeah.
And the kid starts telling him he's ass, he's trash, he's ass, he's a free agent, he's poor. And when Cam says, I'm rich, he goes, you're going to be poor now. Yeah. Some of it's easier if you see the visual of it, but you can hear it after a little while. Here, listen to this kid. Disrespectful ass kid, too.
You ass. You're a free agent. You're a free agent. I'm rich. You're a free agent. I'm rich. You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
Where's your daddy at? Let me talk to your dad. Let me talk to your dad.
Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
You're
a free agent. You ass.
Talk to him. Let me. Where's your dad? Where's your pop?
You ass.
Where's the dad?
It's embarrassing, actually, for that. That kid is embarrassing himself. That kid needs a fresh one. But apparently, now, is this really from the kid?
Well, KJ sent it over. This kid tagged Cam Newton, Barstool Sports, Overtime, and ESPN. He tagged all of them in this. It's a notes apology, which is the notes on your phone. You can do a long... His account is jsethowens_5. J is in the letter J, S-E-T-H, Owens underscore 5, right? 167 followers, 326 he's following. And so here's what he says. And this is exactly how it's typed up. I'm going to read it.
Whoa.
So the kid who's saying, you're ass, you're trash, you're going to be poor, he now... And this is how he writes, first and foremost, I want to express my deepest apologies to Cam Newton, my entire organization, and my coaches for my actions at the 7v7 tournament this past weekend. I did not intend for it to get as far as it did. First, I would like to start off by saying, my parents never taught me to people disrespect, or people disrespectful. As a football player, I let my competitive side get the best of me, and it was a huge miscommunication. It was in the midst of this moment, and I realize now I have a lot of work, or I have a lot of you. I realize now that a lot of you took it as disrespect. I never meant to humiliate and let anyone down. I'm very appreciative for 7v7 to even allow me to be a part of the community, allowing me to be a part of the team that I currently am on. I realize this can dictate my future as a young man, having very big dreams and goals. I will not allow this to stop me from getting where I need to be. So again, I apologize, and I hope I can be forgiven. Now, once again, he's putting this out there because he clearly realizes that if this is him, and it's not somebody just on a little, you know, a fun little troll on Twitter, if this is actually him, he doesn't want this to have an impact. He even says it. I realize that this can dictate my future as a young man, or I think he's worried that he wants to be preemptive before he gets killed. And now people are going to be very like, oh, he's just a kid, blah, blah, blah. But your competitive nature, why are you calling Cam Newton? What does this have to do with being competitive to speak to a grown-ass person like this?
Mm-mm.
Grown folks should not get talked to like that.
He didn't. What I miss, though, is he said, that's not me. Because even James Harden said that the other day in his where James Harden apologized, but said, I'd still do it again, yeah.
But I did not intend for it to get as far as it did.
Well, that's different than saying that's not me. You know what?
Okay. That's my parents never taught me to he says to people disrespectful, but obviously made the change. So be disrespectful to people.
Yeah.
His parents never taught him that. Well, that's kind of not him.
No, but he didn't say that's not me. You know what? Was this
a miscommunication?
No, it wasn't a miscommunication.
It's pretty clear.
Well, he says that
This is a huge, he calls it a quote-unquote huge miscommunication.
When I say, Lance, when I call you trash-ass Lance, does that feel like a miscommunication?
No, it feels like you're communicating clearly.
Pretty clearly. So when he says this to Cam...
You're about to be pulled. I'm rich.
Does that seem like a miscommunication?
No,
I mean, I feel like... Well, he said it was just in the midst of the moment.
No, he was standing on the sideline, not playing.
He started the moment.
And he was not playing. So how could he be? How could that be about competitive spirit when he actually wasn't playing?
The moment was Cam walked by.
But that was... That, no, but...
And that's a competitive... You know what?
Yeah, let the competitive side get the best of him.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, bro, I hate Cam Newton.
No.
Well, now that's the
competitor in him.
That's a different thing. But that was the question. So Cam played in Carolina forever. If you're who, what, like, I know the Saints hate the Falcons. I know the Bears and Packers. Who hates the Panthers?
Well, I guess the NFC South, right?
Really?
I'm assuming.
Is there a hatred there? The Panthers have been about 4 years old, aren't they? How long they've been?
They've been around since the mid-90s now, right?
Well, I mean, honestly, has anyone built up a hatred for the Panthers?
I don't know.
With all that success they've had?
I wouldn't know. Was there some fight that took place? Some harsh words? I don't know who the Panthers hate and who hates them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there is. I mean, I could see you're a Falcon and you hate the Saints or what. Yeah, I could see there's a lot of different, the Chiefs and the Raiders. I mean, I see that. I don't know why this kid has so much built up hatred for Cam.
Where was this camp at? Maybe
he's an Alabama guy.
Possibly, but do we know the region of the country this took place?
No. But if now it would make a lot more sense if he was an Alabama guy.
My guess.
Then I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Okay. If he's an Alabama football fan.
Yeah. No.
That's the if one. If he'd gone,
your ass, you're trash, you're poor, Roll Tide. Now I get it. Now that's understandable. Nobody got shot or stabbed. No trees were killed.
No trees were burned. No fingers up.
No.
This kid plays in Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So I don't see the Alabama thing being the issue.
Zero sense whatsoever. I mean, is that near Philadelphia because the Eagles play every 3 years against the Panthers? Is that where we're
at? I would have to look up Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
See where it is.
Or is it the Steelers because they play every 4 years? And I got a hatred that every 4 years is when we play the Panthers.
I imagine he would be very angry at Cam, seeing how he saw him maybe once in his entire life in Pennsylvania when they played that one time.
Yeah, because it's every 8 years.
Every 8 years he would go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right. So I could see where he'd hate him.
Yeah. Collegeville, Pennsylvania is... Southeast Pennsylvania.
Southeast. So it'd be near Philadelphia.
That'd be the closest place.
Yeah. Right. So I could see it. Every 3 years, you got to face it.
Really upset that Cam comes to town.
You got to go there.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. Unless he, he's got an Alabama offer.
Probably not.
But since he's...
Maybe the kid was a huge Patriots fan, was pissed Cam played so trashy this year. Now, that's actually, with all the people that jumped on the Patriot bandwagon, do you know how often I've been in the Galleria before and seen people wearing Patriot stuff?
What?
Randomly? Oh, yeah. Well, you're always going to have...
Tom Brady.
Yeah. You're always going to have...
Winners invite bandwagoners.
Yeah, I mean, that's always going to be the case. There is a chance that kid could have been a bandwagon.
Maybe a bandwagon Alabama fan, to your thought, John. Yeah. They've been really good in his life.
No. Maybe.
I feel like this kid saw Cam, knew Cam didn't have a great year, and thought, you know what? I'm going to say some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it had anything to do with anything else.
Hey,
with that.
Cut the camera on. We're going to get some clout. That's a clout thing. The fact that the camera was on going back and forth between the two.
Yeah, but now he's got to apologize. He's being canceled.
Not really. Canceled from what?
From playing high school football?
No, he's good, probably. He's at a 7v7 tournament. He's fine.
His boy's saying, if I'm his dad, he gets a fresh one. That's for sure. That's for sure. There's no question about that. And then, and if, it, but if his boys are probably, viral. Mm. You went viral, bro.
You go viral.
You go viral. That's Hope. It.
Now it's time to dig up your old tweets, kid. Now we gotta see. Let's go through that.
He just started in 2019. I went through his tweets a while ago.
Nothing.
Oh, you're not that guy.
Yeah, I went through his tweets just to see.
Check his highlights.
Oh, you're that guy.
You know what you should do, Lance?
I was
You should check his highlights and then start tearing them to pieces about his highlights.
Yeah. And then I will get crushed.
NFL draft evaluator.
One would think I would be doing it for the culture to back Cam, but then when it turned into, wow, some kid who just made a mistake.
He's just a kid.
He's just a kid, and you're just ripping his tight hips and how he can't get in and out of breaks. Wow.
Do you feel good about yourself?
He plays safety, his inability to track a ball.
Yeah.
More of a box safety who can't tackle.
Can't play both. Yeah. Can't play up and down.
Is box scheme safety dependent.
What you should be doing is you should quote tweet him and go, no offers.
No rabbit snare. I'm not going to do that because then I will get.
No offers.
Grown man, grown cisgender white male take shot at young kid. Like, wait, this is for all of us.
This kid.
I'm doing this for all of us. We're getting him back.
This is the kid who took shots at Cam. This kid is going pro other than football.
Yeah. No offers. Because if you have offers, it's on your timeline. So blessed to be able to have.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you see a kid's timeline that can play, anyone who they get an offer from, there's a new graphic with that kid in that uniform, some kind of prayer hands and some kind of, like, there's a whole.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a reason why it's a me sport more than team sport now? Every kid now celebrates themselves with graphics by the time they're 16 for every offer they get.
That's and funny. We need to correct ourselves a little bit. This kid is listed as a senior. So he's 17, 18 years old.
No, he was at
So he is not the 14, 15-year-old we're giving him credit
for. No offers?
Well, I don't think.
They're not on his timeline.
You know why?
He looks like a 14-year-old. That's why.
Doesn't have a profile on 24/7 or Rivals, so probably no offers.
914.
Lance McCullough said, first day of full camp for the Showstros. Feels like Christmas morning, LFG.
How about that? And there's some news coming out of there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Is it good news?
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. Wow. This is bad. Tommy Stark sent us a video of in a bathroom at some, looks like at some bar. Oklahoma wide receiver was messing with a 10-year trained MMA fighter. Wow. And he got his ass handed to him. And they said, Del just said that the wide receiver almost lost an eye. Wow.
Yeah, he had to have surgery. And one of the headlines was nearly lost an eye. Well, not headline, but part of the story, nearly lost an eye.
Well, and they were the aggressors, the wide receivers. Or I don't know if it's two.
We don't know what happened because one guy had a bloody nose, but the other guy was a 10-year trained mixed martial artist.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're in a bathroom, probably at a bar or whatever. I didn't see any masks. Look how unsafe they were being when they were fighting on a piss-filled floor of a bathroom.
I know. I know.
You're rolling around grappling on a pissy floor. Dummies.
That's the worst part of it. All the urine in your hair while you're getting your eye operated on.
You know why he almost lost his eye?
From infection because Whizzy of urine.
Yeah.
He is the starting holder and also a wide receiver, but Spencer Jones is the receiver in question.
Spencer Jones.
Yeah, that's his main contribution.
Dude, lucky he didn't lose his eye.
Here's the moral of that story. You don't know who you are messing with.
Look at the ears. Never do. Immediately. Your first look should be the ears. If they're cauliflowered at all, they are a grappler of some sort.
Yeah.
It is. You do not. You do not.
Don't you know? And even if they don't, if they don't have cauliflower ears,
you never know who you're messing with.
No idea.
I was listening to this podcast, and it spoke to something I've always thought. Like, there's a difference. There are multiple differences between men and women. But a woman can, like, talk to another woman and get aggressive. And who knows? The likelihood of the other woman being able to throw hands and really beat you up is low. Guys always had that fear. You're always working on, how far do I take this before this guy punches me?
Right.
You're always working on that level. You just got to watch it. Yeah. You never know.
Just let
wait,
it,
which one's Spencer let Jones? Because both of them got beat up.
Well, Spencer Jones, I don't know what you're looking at, but
the other one gets punched in the eye.
Spencer Jones is 6'1".
Against the wall.
So 6'1", that's his listed
height.
The
other guy looks taller, but I don't know, because this guy, remember him?
Yeah.
The one who got thrown into the wall and was getting punched in the eye when the video went off?
Yep.
It could be him.
I don't know. Whatever the case may be, that was ugly. The worst part is it was in a bathroom.
Yeah, last pee on the floor.
Late Friday, February 19th, an undated video surfaced on Twitter showing Jones involved in a fight in a bathroom at Norman's Logies on the corner. Logies on the corner, a campus corner bar within walking distance of Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. After a verbal argument, Jones was assaulted by another patron who took him to the ground and repeatedly hit him in the face before placing him in a chokehold. So that was that one.
Well, he was assaulted when it appeared the wide receivers were starting it.
Well, it's written by OU Daily, so they may put their specific slant on it. But
it says the Daily learned Saturday the altercation between Jones and his assailant occurred in the late hours following the incident. Jones sought aid from athletic trainers. Woodrow Woody Glass of Ward and Glass in Norman has been retained by Jones's family as legal representation and confirmed the specifics of the altercation. So Dr. Brooks came out of the surgery saying he's extraordinarily lucky at this point that he's lucky he didn't lose his eye altogether. And he was able to, so he rebuilt the orbital socket. Glass said police investigation into the matter is ongoing, but he could not provide any further details.
Well, we got video.
Glass also said the cause of the altercation is still murky, but that Jones was trying to be a peacekeeper.
Not true.
The video begins with Jones telling the assailant to get the F out of here before the perpetrator wiped blood from his face on Jones and initiated his... Wait, so the perpetrator already has blood in his face.
Yeah. He's got a bloody nose.
And then how could he have initiated the attack?
Wait a minute, but the bigger friend actually pushed the guy with the bloody nose.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was trying to de-escalate the situation, but unfortunately, it wasn't de-escalated despite the best efforts, and he became the victim of a vicious assault.
Hey, telling him to leave and saying, get the out of here,
that's not de-escalating.
That's not de-escalating.
No, it's not, but he did not make contact like...
The one guy did, though.
An assault case.
The one guy did.
When he pushed him. That guy did.
Yeah, the other guy did.
I don't know how that was going to play out.
So, I don't know.
And you guys are saying the MMA fighter had the bloody face beforehand.
He had a bloody nose.
He had a bloody nose to start.
So, something had occurred.
Yes, something had occurred before that. Astros.
Showstros.
What?
They call himself the Big Show. The Showstros.
Are we calling them that in the...
Well, Carlos Correa does. Lance McCullers does.
The Astros, apparently Strami says that Presley is the leader in the clubhouse to be the closer, which
I've seen that party already.
Well,
I don't want an invite.
You saw that party when he was hurt and coming off an injury. How about an entire off season now where he's going to be healthy? I've seen Ryan Presley as the best pitcher in that bullpen.
Okay, not the second half of 19 and not any of 20. This
right, that's 60
happened.
Games.
No. All
20
of 20.
Was 60 games.
Yeah, but what about 19? He stunk then.
Well, after his injury.
Since he's been hurt, he has been good.
What if he's healed now?
He couldn't get healed in a year and a half?
No.
Then it sounds like he's not going to.
Well, okay, so it may not be. It may be Baez. It may be C-check. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think it's ready to be Paredes.
It could be Joe Smith.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, Joe Smith's back.
Is he back or is he a free? Was he a free agent?
No,
he was.
He opted out last year.
I remember he opted out, but was that? Does that count for a contract year?
I don't know what they did. No, they gave him a payout. They paid him. They gave him a payout. But
so
I think
Joe Smith for sure is back.
He's back for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like Joe Smith by the end of.
Yeah, I mean,
when we had eight outs to go,
He's coming from Laredo. What?
When he was on that team, he actually was pitching. Remember, he was okay.
Yeah, no. He was fine. He was fine. He wasn't in the eight outs to go game, but yeah.
No, but I'm saying that season.
Oh, yeah.
I call that season the eight outs to go season.
No, that sucks. Anyway, so we'll see. He's the leader in the clubhouse. Doesn't mean anything. They haven't even started any spring training games. We'll see if he gets lit up. We'll see if he can possibly, what he can do. Jose Urquidy says his knee is no big deal now. What he wants, I'm focused to throw more than 200 innings. I think I can do that. I feel strong enough to do that. Jose Urquidy throwing 200 innings would be, I'm going to tell you this. There's a chance Jose Urquidy is going to be the best pitcher on the staff this year.
There's a chance.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously Fromber.
Fromber was the guy who was outstanding.
Outstanding. But we'll see if Fromber.
Tell you what now, Christian Javier looks like a guy who knows how to pitch.
Well, I'm really excited about what I saw with him.
Well,
if you want to say best stuff, I will agree with you.
Christian Javier's got some really good stuff. Honestly, I don't think it's a stretch to say that there's a chance that I think there's a decent chance that of the five starters, I'm not talking about just stuff. I would say that who do you think is the 1-2 to start the season off?
The 1-2?
Yeah.
Oh, as far as best pitchers?
No. To start. How are the Astros playing?
I think it's going to be Fromber, Greinke.
I don't think it's a stretch to say Zach Greinke may be the fourth best pitcher on that.
No, team. I don't think. I think he's the fifth.
Could be. Well, he's the fifth best stuff.
Yes. Now, okay, who's the fifth then if you think Greinke's fourth?
McCullers.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be McCullers. McCullers has number two stuff, but this has been a long run of McCullers not being able to sustain a great season.
McCullers under over 120 innings.
Oh man. It's five innings an outing at 20 outings. At six innings at 20 outings. Ooh.
Well, so you think he's only going to have 20 outings? Because you got 32 starts probably in a season.
Yeah.
You think he'll miss 12 starts?
No, you know what? I'll say over.
And he's got to go six innings every start?
You know what?
No chance.
No, I'm going to say over because he... I'm going to say over because his surgery, he did not have any issues after that. And he said it's like having a brand new arm. I'm going to say over because I think this year there's less pressure on the Astros probably than ever before, even though there will be some fans in the stands. So I don't know if I should be quite so sure on that. But I'm going to go over for 120. I'm going to go over for 120 innings on McCullers.
Over.
Yeah. Has Lance McCullers ever gone over that?
No.
Do you think?
No. I'm gonna guess ever no.
I bet you he has. In 2015, I bet he did. Let me see. Stats for Lance McCullers. You're about to really be sad when you find out that the most innings he's got, 125.
Oh.
His rookie season. And then he had 128 in 2018.
So yeah. He has gotten over 120.
You actually made a pretty good number.
120.
Yeah, I think you made a pretty good number. His starts, 22, 14, 22, 22, 11. That's why me saying 20 feels like... So his number really should be 22 starts and 125 innings pitched. What do you like? He's never gone than 22 starts.
I'm going under on him, if you want to know the truth.
Lance McCullers wins. So we're still 10 games light this year on the schedule. It's 72 or 70?
It's 152.
I mean, I'm in basketball.
152.
152, yeah. So it's 152. Basketball is, how many in basketball do they have this year? That's 70, right? Because basketball's got fewer games this year.
I think it's 72, right?
72. And baseball agreed to fewer games, correct?
They did not. It's 162.
Yeah, they're at the full 162.
I'm going to say 12, under over 12 wins.
That'd be a career for him. He's had 10.
10's is high. Well, dude, if he's going to be there for 32 starts, then guess what?
So if I said 25 starts, you know, how many decisions does he get? The most decisions he's had in a season is 16. In 22 starts, that's a lot of decisions. Yeah, I think those are good numbers you're making. I'd have to say 11.5, I would set it at on my colors. So you like over?
No.
Nope. Okay. I'm setting 11.5 wins, 125.5 innings, and 23.5 starts.
I just can't listen. I hope he's there for all of them. Here's the thing about Lance too, is he'll get lit up. He'll look great, and then he'll get lit up to the tune of about, you know, a 7 spot over 3 innings or an 8 spot over 3 innings. And that's why his innings could be down, because that happens to him about once a month. You know, that's 6 starts where his...
You want some good news? What if I were to tell you that the last 2 years, 18 and 20, remember he missed 19, 18 and 20, in his last 2 years, which is a total of 36 games, 33 starts, he's got a lower WHIP number than any of his previous 3 years, which included his rookie season at 1.19, and a 1.54, then a 1.30, 1.17, and now 1.16.
That's pretty good.
There are some signs that he may be...
And that's with some big numbers in there. That's some, with some outings that were less than spectacular. Whatever the case may be, 9:30 ESPN, 97.5. I don't know that McCullers is the key to the season. I think Urquidy is a big key to this season, because I think we know that Javier is going to be good. I think we know that Fromber is going to be good. If Urquidy can give you 200 innings, if Urquidy can give you 14, 15 wins, I think that I think he's the key to this whole season. He and Forrest Whitley. 931 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. My peeps over at HRP. They're saying, listen, it is February. You're getting close to tax time. Is your payroll company taking care of your tax situation? If they're not taking care of you in every way, shape, or form, if they're not basically doing the whole damn thing for you, if they're not taking care of your Affordable Care Act, if you're struggling with all these, if you have struggled with them, if your payroll company's not answering your questions and are not knowledgeable about the Affordable Care Act, well, then you got to go with ours, because our payroll company is awesome. Our payroll company is going to make sure that you are compliant with the Affordable Care Act. They're going to make sure that you get all of your payroll perfectly done every single time, and they're going to make sure that they take care of your HR as well. But this Affordable Care Act thing, it's kind of a big deal. You do not want to be, you want to be compliant. And if you're not, you're in trouble. So go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Did you see this video? Apparently, Seattle Mariners CEO and president Kevin Mather, spoke with the Bellevue Breakfast Rotary Club via video on February 5th. Not the smartest move.
Why not?
Well, what the things that he said weren't the smartest things. He actually was talking about, Julio Rodriguez. He says Julio Rodriguez is not going to be on the major league roster. He was telling things deep, like Corey Seager. He says Corey Seager is overpaid, So, you know, that's and he, I don't know if he said, and he knows it. He did say Corey Seager's overpaid. He was talking about contract negotiations with a guy that didn't go through. He was basically giving away like information to this breakfast club that are just organizational secrets, if you want to know.
And the Seager was Kyle Seager.
Kyle, not Corey. Corey's with the Dodgers.
Like
Kyle Seager. Kyle Seager. He said Kyle Seager, great Mariners player, but he's also currently overpaid.
You think those are organizational?
Well, that's
secrets?
Yeah. That's he shared the team's mentality and approach to dealing with pitchers Taijuan Walker and James Paxton, who he expected to lower their asking prices. Paxton ended up signing with somebody else. What else did he say? Oh yeah, that one guy that's in camp, he's not going to make the team.
You know what's funny is this stuff has happened for years and years and years. They usually just don't. It's usually, here's the thing. Everybody has to leak everything now. Mm-hmm. I remember there was, how about this? This is a true story. Bob McNair was speaking at a church function, you know, and I'm not going to say it. It's something that has to do with the draft. And I'm not going to say it because it's private. It totally defeats the purpose of what I'm talking about, how you don't snitch out stuff that's supposed to be private. But those things like this, especially Rotary Club, you know, if you're part of the Booster Club or whatever, you get told information where they think, okay, this is off the record. We can talk to you.
But he's doing it on Zoom. It wasn't like he was speaking to the club and you can see no one is videotaping. He was speaking on Zoom.
But that's the point, though, is Zoom should still be private, right?
No.
But it wasn't.
It's not. You got to know when you're speaking to a group that you don't even know who the people are there. You're speaking to a Rotary
but
Club
that no
one knows. But
still could have got out of the Rotary Club.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Which is why you don't make any comments like he made.
Yeah, no, you can't anymore. But let's not act like these things haven't been going on for years and years.
No, right.
You get told inside information off the record.
Our own boy, Alonzo.
Yeah.
Alonzo was speaking at a club about how he saw somebody from UCLA and asked them about a volleyball player from UCLA.
Oh, they said, I don't like. Oh, yeah, they don't like Josh Rosen or whatever.
And he was speaking to some breakfast club or something. This gets out nationally, and Alonzo's, you're not going to take Josh Rosen because of some volleyball player in an airport?
Josh Rosen's a really good player. Have you seen him? He's a football player. And now Josh Rosen is like, I don't even think he could be a roughneck.
I hope not.
I wouldn't even mess with him.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
What'd you do with Josh Rosen?
Did I insult him?
Why do you dislike
John, is
Josh?
That an insult?
It's insulting.
I'll tell you the truth. I hope Josh Rosen will not be a roughneck.
Do the roughnecks even exist?
Yes, they exist. I don't know if you heard next spring.
Are they still going to be named the roughnecks?
Are the roughnecks a team or a concept?
They're a concept.
A team.
Do they have a coach?
Are they a theory or a team?
Yeah, they have a coach, June Jones.
He's still the coach of the roughnecks? You sure about that?
You don't know that. Has he gotten paid?
Well, they owe him money.
Oh, okay.
So he's
still want your money, you better keep working.
He's still on the books.
Give us one. Just one.
Great.
Just one.
No,
I wish Del would have never put that in my head.
No.
Won't get paid. What? You can't say that on the broadcast, John. What's the matter with you?
Won't get paid?
No. You insulted him a little bit.
John, did you get paid?
I got paid.
See how respectful the roughneck stuff is from this guy?
Of course.
If he didn't get paid.
Oh, guess what?
Woo.
Guess who'd have caught it?
Woo.
Okay, The Rock. The Rock would be catching it right now.
Well, it's not Rock's fault.
No,
he wasn't around at the time.
But Rock better make good.
Are you threatening The Rock?
No, I'm all good.
Okay.
I don't have any issues whatsoever.
Are you threatening The Rock?
I don't have any issues with the league. As a matter of fact, Rock said he'd run for president, and you know what? I'd vote for him.
Well,
if the people want Rock to vote run for president, then Rock's going to run, I'm voting for him.
I think The Rock is using, or Dwayne Johnson, I don't know if Vince McMahon will allow us to call him The Rock anymore.
President Rock.
Is using his Young Rock show to see how acceptable he is to the people. What are the ratings for Young Rock, the show about his life that just premiered? Because if it's not doing well.
I didn't even know there was a show about his life.
Yeah, it just came out. Paris. Rotten Tomatoes likes it. I'm just not sure how many people are watching it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, 88 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I can't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait. But it's the Young Rock, so you gotta love it, right?
Well, I love it. I think it's 100, not 88.
Okay,
that's
there
my
you
man. Right
there you go. First,
that's my guy.
A new episode. New episode tomorrow.
That's stupid. I can't trust those 88. People
that's
that
dumb.
Say no.
That 12% who didn't give it a fresh tomato. Yeah. That's terrible.
They're stupid. That's stupid because it's the greatest show ever.
You're not going to like a lot of it.
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, you're not going to like parts of it because it talks about his time at Miami. You know, you got your problems with the school.
Oh,
so.
Are there stripper poles?
It wasn't. He wasn't there for that part of the thing.
He wasn't?
No, he was there in the early to mid-90s. He wasn't there for the Nevin Shapiro years.
Okay.
No.
Nevin came when?
In the early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's when the stripper poles?
Yeah, but,
are you sure there weren't stripper poles before that?
Well, maybe not. Allegedly in the suites at the stadium, but other places, sure.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch John's boss, the show, and support John and his boss, mm-hmm. watch Young Rock on NBC on Tuesday nights.
NBC, John, Tuesday nights.
Can you watch that
Do
show?
Do they still have shows
Can you
TV?
Are you allowed to watch that show?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't even
so.
Know. What channel is that?
I just told you.
The irony of you saying John's boss about The Rock and then saying, are you allowed to watch that show?
Because his other boss.
My other boss.
Yeah. And not David Cowell.
My two bosses?
Yeah.
Isn't that a show?
I got three bosses.
Who's the third?
David Cowell.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you got four. AJ.
Well, yeah, but, well, AJ is kind of underneath.
Five, Brandon from Sports Map.
Ooh. Brandon's your boss
Six,
on the Sports
Frankie,
Map side?
Six, Frankie, because she says, give me that code.
Give me
came
that,
through.
Give me that money.
Yeah. We're up to six bosses.
Yeah.
You still paying phone bills for your kids?
Oh, yeah. Not the oldest one, but okay. The other two. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, are you kidding? I can't pay.
Well, Frankie had a job.
Paid with capital at
didn't Frankie have a job?
Yeah, Frankie has a job.
And she don't want to pay the phone bill?
Don't pay all that well, Del.
But the phone bill? Not even that?
Don't pay all? No.
I get it doesn't pay well.
Now that I think about it, Drake is still on my phone bill.
Yeah, no.
He'd get his ass up off my phone bill.
No, he ain't getting off. He's going to stay there.
Hey, think about that. It's just been sitting there.
Yeah. No, my eldest, she was in school, right. Med school. But so, I mean. Right. So.
Well, you paid the dowry, and now the husband pays the phone bill.
That's right. Now he pays it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You're off phone scholarship.
No dowry.
Yeah.
You're off phone scholarship. 942 ESPN 97. They don't ever get off, Del. They don't ever get a scholarship.
Well, more reason to have a kid, right?
Right. Wait. He don't even know. He doesn't. He's
college hasn't hit yet.
A whole gaggle. Wait till he gets to college.
It's already bad enough.
Wait. Wait till you get to college.
It's already bad enough.
All right. Time for me to talk right now about my peeps over at Hoops. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to get a goal, I mean, this is not even arguable. The Hoops goal is second to none. It is the best made goal in the history of goals. And when you you're going to go to the website, produnkhoops.com, and you see all the pictures, and there's kids hanging on it. You can hang on that rim all day long and not worry. It'll snap right back because that's what it does. It's an unbreakable rim. It's tempered glass backboard, which is never, ever, ever going to get. Like the old white backboards that need painting, those are terrible. The tempered glass backboard is perfect. Everything about this goal, the stanchion that's unrustable, the installation, which is second to none, all of the stenciling, the light, the net that stops the ball from going in the street. Keith Tate has thought of everything, and it cannot be a better goal. If you're looking for the best goal, period, and the rim that lowers and raises so the kids can actually have fun, ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here, ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. A school superintendent has had to resign. Apparently, she was on camera criticizing parents. Well, she said, "Well, they criticize us because they want their babysitters back." Is there any misinformation in that whatsoever? If some superintendent said that about me, I'd say, yeah.
She's right, dead on.
Yeah, yeah. Get back because I don't want to watch the kids all day. Yes, yes. There is zero, and this woman had to resign. There is zero misinformation in what she said.
What?
She is absolutely right. Parent, okay, Lance, do you want your kids back in school?
Absolutely not. I like them to stay home with my wife.
And when you get home,
it's a blessing every time.
And when you get home, your wife is in the best mood because she's been with the kids all day long.
She says she wants them home. She wants to pull them out of school and just do the learning to add on so she can travel around the country and just let them be on their computers to do stuff. What do you think this is? That you can like travel around the world and go to state parks and go hiking and the kids will work on their computers. This isn't real world. And why do you want to do that? You see how cranky they make you?
Yeah.
Yes, I want them back. I couldn't wait for them to go back.
Right. Because you don't want them at home. Life. That's right.
I wanted them to be more learned. Because they put in a lot of hard work. Look, Snacks couldn't accidentally get 4 zeros in one class in Spanish. You know, when he was actually at school learning, that's something that actually he had zeros at home and at school, either way. So he might as well go play like little kid basketball or play flag football if he's going
to
be there.
He's going to the G League, right? Isn't that what he wants to do?
Well, I tell you, boy, his G League stuff has really taken a hit over the last couple of years.
The quickness isn't
what I was hoping it would be.
You saw that Ignite team. You think you could play for them?
No.
No? So what's the parents' beef? Because they're outraged because she told them what they didn't want to hear, even though it's the truth?
And they're like, we want our kids to be learning.
Oh, they responded, no, we really want them in school to learn stuff?
Socialize.
Mm. Okay.
But she probably shouldn't have said it, but...
Doesn't mean she's wrong.
Resigned?
She had to resign over that?
Yeah, she had to resign.
She had to or she chose
or
to?
Or she chose to, yeah.
Y'all just want some babysitters.
Feels like dead-on stuff that she said.
I mean, there's people who are probably outraged, and it was accurate. But they didn't like her, so they used
their feelings got hurt because she told them some truth.
Yeah.
No, that's 100% true for some people.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, it's part of the deal, right? You know when you have kids, at some point when they're 5 or 6, you get like, hey, listen, I got to put up with them until they're 5, but then we get to pawn them off to school. And now you're like, hey, this wasn't part of the social contract where the kids are at home.
Right.
I signed up for kids at school. That's what I got. That's why I had kids, is because they eventually go to school. This isn't right. No one thought about pandemic coming up. Should have been wearing masks so that we wouldn't have had kids staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the summer, it used to be you get kids to go outside and play for hours and hours. Now it's like they stay inside and they want to watch TikTok dances. And like, what are y'all doing? Why are you watching I told Maddie, I saw these, they have girls who are like, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 on TikTok doing dances to songs that like, why are little girls doing the WAP dance on a, like what? Every parent should check out what their little girls and boys too, I guess, are watching on TikTok. Because there's some stuff on there that are not for little kids. I'm like, Maddie, I thought you were going to be a nun.
And not anymore. Not after seeing that.
She's like, these dances are really inappropriate.
Do you think Maddie is on a path of being a nun, like you said? Do you think she would have appreciated what Mr. John said at the end of the show on Friday when he suggested that an Immaculate Conception would have been wasted on a girl?
I didn't hear that, but I guarantee you that would have been maybe the least favorite thing.
That's not what I said.
That we can play it back. Would you like to play it back?
I did not say that.
Oh, let's find it. Back. Let's play it back. Friday at the end of the show. Talk, and I'll find it. We can tell.
I didn't say it exactly like that.
Yeah, okay.
This woman in India, she said that she was praying on her knees, and a gust of wind impregnated her, and then she had the baby.
A gust of wind.
A gust of wind. Yeah, it took she and then she had the baby.
Did she sell that to her husband? Listen.
Well, she's not married. She's never had relations.
Oh, because yeah. If it goes to the husband, I'd be like.
So it was an immaculate conception. And it turned out she had a girl.
Listen to the tagline at the end. That story, yes, all that stuff is true, what he said. But listen to how he tagged the end of the show.
Wait a minute, you didn't say that.
No, I just scrolled back to where it was. Oh. We record everything. I can find it. It's not that hard. I remember when you said it.
Right, go ahead.
It really can't be, I don't think, because it was a girl.
What do you mean?
Well, it can't be immaculate conception. The baby was a girl.
The immaculate part isn't about the gender of the child. It's about the fact that it happened without sex.
Well, I know, but you wouldn't have, why would you waste it?
Oh, he's back, everybody. If you thought he was gone, he's back.
Why would you waste it?
Would Maddie be okay with that?
She wouldn't be okay at all. 0% okay with the bad man.
See? You got some
See,
time.
I didn't say that it would be a waste. I never said that.
Why would you waste it is what you said.
Well, I didn't, but
see,
I didn't
Maddie,
say.
See, Maddie, you're probably not listening, but Mr. John.
He almost whispered it.
He can invite you to your home, his home, and pretend like he's a nice guy. And oh, he's better than Mr. Dell. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's worse.
Mr. Dell, which is short for Devil.
Yeah, but you use the birth.
Devil.
A potential birth. Of an immaculate child. Listen,
she went to John Granato's house. She went to John Granato's house with her power out and all that stuff. And when she left, she had a brand new pair of shoes. I got news for you.
Yeah, you don't win this battle.
I'm not looking to win.
I don't know if I took the picture.
I would just like her to know that don't be snowed over by gifts.
No.
And electricity and
guess
heat.
What?
I didn't get
He's
a picture.
Not a good
she
guy.
Wore those shoes to church.
Did she?
Yeah. She immediately, I said, Madi, those shoes are way too big for you. You can't. I've got three pairs of socks on. They're fine, Dad. They're not even slipping around. I said, Madi, those are a woman's shoes. They don't fit you right now. And she goes, yes, they do. I'm fine. You don't have to worry about it. Okay. So she wore Wendy's shoes to church.
In their high heels.
Already?
What is
like, just do whatever.
Wendy just said, here, take the shoes.
Oh, yeah. She's given her a purse before.
When Yanni's daughters come over, Wendy gives them jewelry.
Oh, no, my wife idolizes two people, three people.
Jesus,
Katie Ledecky, and Wendy Granato.
The swimmer?
Yeah. And
why
Wendy
Katie
Granato. Because she's a swimmer. Yeah.
Oh, Madi, you said your wife.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, my daughter. My daughter is Jesus, Katie Ledecky, and Wendy Granato. That's who
Wendy. Her, oh, the girl and Yanni's daughters. Oh, they walk out with bags of jewelry every time they come.
It's
they
like,
love Wendy.
It's like going to the Oscars,
just like
and coming home with
Deion
a swag
Sanders
bag.
Yeah, right. And taking whatever. No. Wendy gives it to him and gave Monty here. Look, Monty, you want these? Yes, they think that it's the greatest thing.
Well, yeah,
in
if
the
you
world.
Go to someone's home and you leave the house with jewelry and shoes,
especially you know, like nice,
nice stuff. Nice yeah, stuff. Of course yeah. It'd be great.
I'm like,
Wendy's out here buying love.
I'm like, hey, how much were those?
She, don't
do
worry
care?
About it.
It's, that was my money.
What do you care? I haven't worn them in 4 years.
What do you care? That's my money.
Well, there oh, that
yeah,
is.
That's right.
She does have a point.
There is that. 9:55 ESPN 97.5.
Are we starting a season on time? Baseball starts on time, right?
Yes.
Has there been a final say-so on what we're going to have in the stands? Because in New York,
no.
They're having 10%, which seems incredibly safe. Almost too safe. Like 20, right? Why would you go 10%? 20% at a baseball game.
Yeah. No, you could absolutely have more. We'll have more. We're probably about 30 or 40%. And then you never even, yeah, it's 40%. Yeah, just like restaurants are 50%. Whatever.
No, hey. They're it's okay to be 75.
Oh.
Yeah, they're 75.
Guess what?
It's more than 75, the place I was at the last time.
Oh, there's some places. I'm telling you, on a Sunday, Sunday's your time to drive around because Sunday's the fun day. And it is like, holy crap. If you've got valet that's around the corner, there's probably more than 75% there. Just a guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all great stuff, Lance, but.
Bye, bitch.
And I just. That's fine. I hope Maddie's listening. And so she knows that John is the good one.
He's not the good one.
ESPN
97.5.